God loving him, he did not lose his relationship with God. He did not lose the Spirit of God that dwelt in him and the Spirit that had quickened his soul. He was a child of God. He couldn't lose that identity. But what he did lose is his fellowship and his communion and his closeness to God, because God was angry with him. In the book of Nehemiah, we read again about Solomon, chapter 13, in verse 26. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. So here's a child of God that backslid, that set up worship of idol gods, had all these wives and concubines, and yet God still loved him, and he's still a child of God. But the thing is that God laid his rod upon Solomon. God rent his kingdom from him. God told him what he would do, that he would rend his kingdom from him, and God did what he said. And Solomon was in misery. Solomon had many things to come in his life because he had turned his heart away from God. And he had followed these strange women, these strange wives, and these concubines. We can find many lessons in God's Word about God's people departing from God and God's people doing wrong and God's people sinning. But did they lose their eternal life? No, they did not. I can prove by many scriptures that once you are born of God, you can never become unborn. You can't be an alien sinner. You can't lose eternal life. I have already quoted one scripture to you, but let's get a few more. Well, in the Gospel according to John chapter 6, we find the Lord Jesus Christ there in John 6. He says, I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing. Now Jesus said, I'll lose none of those that the Father has given to me. As far as their eternal salvation, they cannot lose eternal life, because Jesus said, I will lose nothing. Well, in verse 37 of that same chapter, he says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. So Jesus is stating here that I will in no wise cast out. The word no wise means under no circumstances. I will in no wise cast out. They cannot be eternally spoiled. They cannot be damned in hell because of their sins that they commit here in this world, because their sins were put away by Jesus Christ in his death upon the cross, and they were washed. But in their lives here in this world, in our lives, certainly we can obey God, because we are children of God. We have a new nature. We have a divine nature that God has placed within us and has raised our old nature that was dead. He has raised it up into spiritual life. And yet we still have the old nature, according to the flesh, that can sin against God and go contrary to the law of God. We are one person, but we have two natures. We have a divine nature, and we have a human nature that is sinful. And there is a warfare within every born-again person, within every child of God, the spirit against the flesh. And that goes on daily. The spirit against the flesh, there is a warfare. Now, God's people should put on the new man, because they are created anew in Christ Jesus. And we ought to follow the commandments of God, and we should walk in those ways that the Lord has commanded us to walk, to please Him. And I believe that we can do it by the help of the Lord and by the grace of God, that He has said, "You come to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." But the reality of our lives is that we do sin. We all sin every day, some way in our lives. And we have to come before God and ask forgiveness for our sins and our transgressions. There is not any child of God upon this earth that does not come short in some way, because he is in the flesh. He has this old human nature in him. But then at the same time, we cannot use as an excuse, well, because we are sinners by nature, then we just might as well live it up. I've had people tell me, "Well, preacher, you believe that if you're saved by grace," and certainly we do, "that a person, just because that they are saved by grace and they can't do anything to get to heaven of their own free will, that they ought to just live it up here in this world and just follow the pleasures of the flesh." No, my friends, nowhere in the Bible is that taught. And we certainly do not advocate that. We do not believe that. But we believe the Bible is very clear that God's people that have been born of God have the power, the capacity, because they have a divine nature, to walk in the way of God and to do the will of God to the best of their knowledge by the help of God's grace in our life. But we are going to come short somewhere every day in our life. But there is a throne of grace that we can ask forgiveness of our sins. Now remember, God's not going to lose any of His children that He redeemed with His own precious blood in eternal damnation. He's not going to cut them off forever, even though that we commit sins or that we don't do something that God would have us to do. Now, there are some people that believe if you don't persevere to the end, I mean, you've got to cross every T and dot every I in your life, and you can't have any mistakes, you won't make it into heaven. Well, I'll tell you, that is an awful doctrine. That is dreadful doctrine. In fact, that's a retarded doctrine. But God, Almighty God, has promised His people that He will keep them until He comes again, or until they leave this world. Jesus, again, in the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to John, He says, "My sheep hear My voice, I know them, and they follow Me, and I give unto them eternal life." He says, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." I believe what the Lord Jesus said. They shall never perish. They cannot lose their eternal salvation. They cannot lose their relationship with God. We cannot lose our spirit that God has given to us, and that quickened spirit that has been raised up in the spiritual life. Jesus said that they shall never perish. I will lose nothing. I believe what He said. But then at the same time, we can be cut from our fellowship with God. There's a difference in our relationship with God and our fellowship with God. You know, one of the greatest preachers that ever lived upon this earth, the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the church of Corinth, said this. He said, "I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Well, was Paul saying that I could be a castaway forever and be cast into hell? No. But what he was saying here, that I can be a castaway in my usefulness in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven, in preaching the gospel, if I do not keep under my body and bring it into subjection, I myself should be a castaway. And that certainly is possible for any child of God, for any of us, if we do not keep our body under subjection, bring it into subjection by the Spirit of God that lives in us and by the divine nature that is in us, of who we are before God as God's children, and by the help of the Holy Spirit which is available to us, we can become a castaway in that sense. That is, God will be angry and reject us in that sense as His children, and we could lose our fellowship and our sweet closeness with God. But I want His blessing. I don't want His chastening rod upon me. And yet, I've suffered His chastening rod, and you have too, child of God, because you have sinned and you have done wrong somewhere in your life, and God has rewarded you with His chastening rod. Now, you're not going to escape that. There's no such thing as a person, a saved, born-again person, just living it up in this world and getting away with it and having no remorse for their sins. Now, they might enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. They might enjoy it for a season, but I'm telling you, chastisement is coming. You can mark it down, child of God, that chastisement upon His people will be meted out by Almighty God, by our Father which is in heaven. Because He loves His people. Whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. He does not chasten those that are not His, but mark it down, He chastens those that are His. He loves them, and He will chasten them, just like He did Solomon, because of his backsliding and his departure from his God. May the Lord bless you with this message until next week at this same time.
When writing to Elder Parker, please mention that you saw this broadcast on Star 39. The address is Afton Road Primitive Baptist Church, 295 Sweeten Falls Lane, Blairs, Virginia, 24527.